Lord, I tell you, those constitutionals can be devastational, can't they?
Well, you certainly
can.
Lying
for a long time.
Yeah, you notice when I play that long Steely Dan, you say to yourself, that man is grunting. You said to yourself, that man is teeth gnashing.
I tell you, I finally found out what a chutzpah is.
Chutzpah? It's not a chutzpah. Chutzpah is a condition.
Well, I found out that when a young man kills his mother and father in cold blood...
And then asks the court to have mercy on him because he's an orphan.
Can you believe that?
That is chutzpah.
That is what a chutzpah is. I finally
figured out. Not a chutzpah, you shiksa, you shiksa. There is no such thing as a chutzpah.
Well, I'm not Jewish, you can tell.
But I'm explaining it to you. You don't have to be Jewish to have a brain that will comprehend basic data. Now listen, you're calling...
It's a foreign language to me.
All right, listen. You open your brain here. Open your brain. Now listen to this. You don't call a person a chutzpah.
It's a condition, we understand.
All right, but you just said that's a chutzpah. It's not a chutzpah, that's chutzpah. There's no article in there. You don't say A. You just say that's chutzpah. He killed his parents and he asked the judge to have mercy because he was an orphan? What chutzpah? That's chutzpah. I never heard of such chutzpah. Such chutzpah I've never seen. But never. That's a chutzpah. Or point to that guy and say, see that guy? He's a chutzpah. No, he's a mashugana. He's not a chutzpah. Am I getting through to you?
No, I have a new word to figure out.
Mashugana.
Oh, my God. How do you spell that one?
I don't know how you spell it. You don't have to spell it.
Oh, my goodness.
So now that I've explained that to you, you should be able to use chutzpah in a sentence correctly. Now, please do it.
Your chutzpah has that.
No, it's not you chutzpah. That's not a sentence anyway. Chutzpah is not a verb. Now, use chutzpah in a sentence. You described to me the meaning of it. You seem to embrace the meaning of chutzpah. I've told you that it's not... It's not a noun, proper noun, chutzpah. All right, now go ahead, use it in a sentence, please. Hello? Come on.
Oh, give me a minute.
Let me give you a minute. It means the same thing as gall. Unmitigated gall. Now use it in a sentence, please. Chutzpah. Huh?
He had the chutzpah to throw himself on the mercy of the court.
Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, sing hallelujah, hallelujah. I think I'm going to be faint.
Well, I tell you one thing, you have a lot of chutzpah too.
I have a lot of chutzpah. You don't know chutzpah until you've met my Uncle Milty. Now, Uncle Milty had the chutzpah in the family. I mean, this guy, Uncle Milty Finkel, never forget, he had a cleaning store on 3rd Avenue, and he had the chutzpah, but he put the sign in the window that said, "Hi, my name is Fink. What do you think? I press pants for free." And sure enough, this guy comes walking in. I'm standing there. I used to make deliveries for him. This guy walks in. Sees Uncle Milty standing there, and sure enough, gives him his pants while the guy waits. And Uncle Milty presses the pants, walks back to the goy, and says, "Here are your pants. That'll be $1.75. And the goy says, "Wait a minute. I saw your sign in the window that said, 'Hi, my name is Fink. What do you think? I press pants for free.'" And Uncle Milty said, No. You read it wrong. It says, "Hi, my name is Fink. What do you think? I press pants for free."